Traditional interviewing, you're in my office now, you've done all these great things. We used to ask questions like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? There's a little bit of fudge factor that can thrown in, that can get thrown into that. Because I can tell you, sure, in 10 years, I'm going to be sitting on a beach, right? Got a cabana boy, nice yacht out there. I can make stuff up. So this type of interviewing technique really isn't used very often anymore. It's kind of our warm-up now in trying to get to know you. Instead, you'll have a lot of my colleagues actually using what we call the behavioral model of interviewing. Have you heard this term before, behavioral interviewing? Yes? Okay, do we know what it stands for, what the premise is behind it? I know it's on the board. Okay, behavioral interviewing is based on that concept that if I can get you to talk about some recent behaviors under certain circumstances, you're likely going to repeat that behavior if you're placed in similar circumstances in the future. Okay, so for those of you who have been in sales, if you were in sales and you like sales and you are able to articulate that well, you'll probably ring true, right, to that interviewer. But if you were in sales and you didn't like it and you talk about it, you talk about every customer was grumpy and every customer just was horrible and you hated it, you're probably not going to do well in my sales role. So that's kind of the premise behind it. We want to see or hear, excuse me, specific examples, specific circumstances and situations. And we want to focus on what have you done? What have you accomplished? Rather than what do you hope to do? What do you think you're going to be able to do down the road? There are certain buzz phrases that come through when you are in this model. So if you're hearing things like, can you tell me about a time? Can you describe a situation when? Have you ever been? Tell me. These are all your flags that tell you you are in the middle of a behavioral interview model, and there's a certain way that you want to be able to answer these questions. So if there's something that you walk away from this evening with, please take this. The STAR system is the most efficient way to answer interview questions when you are in the behavioral model. STAR stands for S, the situation, T, the task at hand, A, the action that you took. Your colleagues out there today fall into the trap of saying, we did this in the group. We asked this person to do that. We were part of blah, blah, blah.